It's been called the biggest open question in TV history. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When The Sopranos ended 8 years ago, it just ended like this. Don't stop. Tony Soprano buys a song on the jukebox. We see the camera deliberately track a suspicious guy in a members-only jacket entering the men's room. Tony looks up at his daughter, who's arrived late, and then everything goes black. It left an entire generation thinking they've forgotten to pay the cable bill. The most popular deconstruction of that scene is that at that moment, we are looking through Tony's eyes, and that when it all goes dark, it's because Tony's just been dispatched by a bullet from that guy in the men's room and wouldn't have heard or felt anything. The question of whether Tony died or not has been debated ever since, and the show's creator, David Chase, is trying one more time to drive a stake through it.
This week, David Chase told the Directors Guild of America Quarterly Magazine, "The biggest feeling I was going for, honestly, was don't stop believing. It was very simple and much more on the nose than people think."
But what David Chase did not do in the article was answer the big question, was Tony killed or not? And I don't think he was being coy. I think it's because he doesn't know. And I don't think he wants to know. For a writer like David Chase, any contrived Hollywood closure is like ipecac. He avoids it at all cost. And I get that because that's how life is. In fact, sometimes I think writers and even commentators spend way too much time composing some clever ending when what they really need to do is just stop. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.